the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. More than 50 million Americans are preparing for a winter blast as best they can.
Definitely picked over. The shelves are picked over. Lots of juice gone. No eggs.
Almost every customer that's coming in is looking for salt. This time of year, that's helped a lot.
Meteorologist Zoe Mintz.
This first one continues to make its way across the southern United States over the Appalachians, and a little bit of snow with that system. But it's this secondary system that's going to bring a lot more snow up across the Midwest, across the Northeast.
President Trump signed an executive order today to continue downsizing the federal workforce. That is, an appeals court refused for now to halt an order requiring him to unfreeze all federal funding.
It seems hard to believe that judges want to try and stop us from looking for corruption, especially when we found hundreds of millions of dollars worth, much more than that, in just a short period of time.
Trump wants federal agencies to plan for large-scale reductions in their workforce. Trump met earlier with Jordan's king, insisting Palestinians must be moved from Gaza while it's rebuilt. He wants Jordan and Egypt to take them in.
They only want to be on the Gaza Strip because they don't know anything else. They never had an alternative.
Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Gaza is a sovereign territory. The U.S. cannot just go around the world and take control of areas that it wishes to. And so the president did not explain why he thinks he can do that.
The ceasefire between Hamas and Israel also appears in jeopardy, with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu warning today if Hamas doesn't release hostages on Saturday, Israel's military is prepared to resume fighting. In what could be a thaw in relations with Moscow, Russia has released an American teacher deemed wrongfully detained. Mark Fogel was serving a 14-year sentence. His family says he was arrested after traveling with medically prescribed marijuana. Stacy Lynn reports.
The president's Middle East envoy picked Mark Fogel up in a private plane earlier today. He's on his way to Washington.
Mark Fogel will be at the White House tonight at about 10 o'clock.
President Trump was asked if the U.S. got anything in return for his release.
Not much.
But added they were treated really nicely by Russia.
I hope that's the beginning of a relationship where we can end that war and millions of people can stop being killed.
Trump is sending Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent to Ukraine. New York City Mayor Eric Adams thanked the Justice Department for ordering a halt to his criminal corruption case.
Now we can put this cruel episode behind us and focus entirely on the future of our city.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay, things, people, love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm at a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
If you can find eggs in your local grocery store, you may not be able to stock up with many, Allison Keyes reports.
If you try to buy eggs at Costco online, nearly all types come back with no result. The chain is limiting egg purchases in many stores across the nation, and this Seattle cafe owner says.
If you go to Costco or, you know, some grocery store, it's hard to get them.
Some Aldi stores are limiting customers to 2 dozen eggs, and Trader Joe's across the nation are only letting people buy 1 dozen eggs at a time. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Bird flu is forcing farmers to slaughter millions of chickens a month, and that's pushing egg prices to more than double what they cost a couple of years ago. The U.S. has recorded at least a dozen deaths from whooping cough last year. That's the most fatalities from the bacterial infection since 2017, when there was a surge of the illness. Over the last month, cases are rising again after briefly dropping during the holidays. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, maybe a few flurries and a low in the upper teens. Winter storm warning issued for tomorrow and tomorrow night as snow showers develop, heavy at times and accumulations of 4 to 8 inches. High tomorrow, upper 20s. Clearing Thursday. Currently it's 19 degrees.
And timeless hits, WRJN, Neil Diamond, Thank the Lord for the Nighttime, and Chris Morrow. Here we are just after 6 o'clock, I guess officially the nighttime. We've got a few minutes of timeless hits to play. Then we've got high school basketball on the air tonight. Burlington at Waterford, 6:30, tip-off at 7.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Over the Dave Clark 5 WRJN. For 98 years, you're home for local news, timeless hits, and timeless hits that include a little trivia. This group, people were confused when the song came out, No Matter What by Badfinger. Some people thought maybe the Beatles were going under a different name. Why did they think that? Well, George Harrison produced it and played guitar. Had a bit of a Beatles feeling, didn't it? It's No Matter What on WRJN.
I will always be around.
Timeless hits on WRJN. A little bit me, a little bit you. It's the Monkees and a little bit of concert news. Tomorrow morning between 8:30 and 9, Don Rosen has a special concert announcement. Going to be a great show coming to town a little bit later on this year. Don has details on who it is, when it is, and even a chance to win tickets. It all happens between 8:30 and 9 tomorrow morning. Looking forward to this great concert announcement here on WRJN. Looking forward to high school basketball on the air tonight. Burlington at Waterford, 6:30, the pregame.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around to a yeah, my miss the lips and the smile on her face, the touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around to a whoa. Keep away from a runner out to a pit. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now, people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Got a little snow in the forecast. Winter storm watch in effect for tomorrow. We'll keep watching it as it gets closer, of course, and track things for you on the air tomorrow morning with Don Rosen between 6 and 9. Dan Marcus will be watching it snow during the day. Kurt Vollman will be sliding home with you. It sounds like tomorrow afternoon. They're saying between 4 and 9 inches, so that's kind of a big spread, lake effect snow may be the big thing tomorrow. Again, we'll keep watching it for you here on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Basketball coming up at 6:30. It's Burlington at Waterford here on WRJN.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season turn. Everything turns, turns, turns. There is a season turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace, a time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing.
Listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
From the Waterford Gymnasium, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight, bonus coverage once again as the Lady Wolverines take on the Lady Demons here at Waterford. With 10 minutes to go in this contest, we are tied at 24 as Dylan Dooley will take you home the rest of the way.
Thanks, Dick. Waterford with the ball now here. Bringing it up the floor, Hoffman. She's stuck on the wing looking for a teammate. We have a timeout on the floor. It'll be a Waterford timeout right away. Looks like all she have is full. So it'll be a 60-second timeout. Once again tonight, we'll be bringing you our typical pregame coverage along with our coverage of this rivalry matchup between Burlington and Waterford High School. Waterford looking to stay atop the Southern Lakes Conference. They've put on an impressive season here so far. 9-1 record sitting atop that Southern Lakes Conference. So 24-24 is our score. 9:47 to go here in our bonus coverage. This is our girls game, girls varsity. Burlington comes in with a 9-10 record, 5-5 in conference. And Waterford sits at 9-11 with a 4-6 conference record. In their first matchup this year, Burlington won it 45-30. At Burlington. Waterford looking to avenge that here tonight. Bringing it in now, Schwalbach. Schwalbach gets it over to Karpinski for the Wolverines. Pressured heavily at midcourt by Weiss. She kicks it over to the wing and they get it back to Schwalbach. Schwalbach now gets it over in the corner to Grail. Stolen away this time by Burlington. Pushing it up the floor now, Whitney Schmidt for the Demons. They get it back over to Ninkovich at the top. The furthest point differential we had here tonight was 8 points. When Waterford came out to an 8-0 lead to start this contest. And the lead has continued to shrink over that time. We now have a held ball. Possession will go back to the Wolverines. Checking back into the game now for the Wolverines. Jocelyn Allen. 5'6" sophomore guard. And she'll be bringing up the ball right away for the Wolverines. Allen now looking past the Burlington defender. And she gets held. Whitney Schmidt, the freshman. She'll be called for the foul there on that one. Team's third, her first of the night. Inbounding it now for the Wolverines, Grail. Right below us here. We are aloft in the gymnasium at Waterford High School. They get it inbounded now to Stelpflug. Takes a shot. That one, air ball, no good. Rebound by Hoffman. She puts up a shot, no good. Over to Burlington. They push it up the floor now. It's Weiss. Looking for a teammate. She finds her. It's Taylor. Back over to Schmidt, who takes a three and sinks that one. Burlington gets their first lead of the night here at the 8:24 mark. Waterford now pushing it up the floor. It was Allen once again. She was fouled underneath the basket. It'll be Whitney Schmidt on the foul for Burlington. Her second, team's fourth. Inbounding it now, Allen once again for Waterford. Tipped away by Burlington. It'll remain with the Wolverines. Expecting a big crowd here tonight. Already pretty full for this girls' contest. Allen inbound now over to Karpinski. She takes the three. That one, no good. Rebound to the Demons. They push it up the floor. Taylor, the senior, looking for help. She finds it. Get it over to Weiss at the top of the key. She kicks it over to Whitney Schmidt. She gets back top to Taylor. Back over to Weiss. Kind of playing hot potato, if you will, with the ball. None of them really kind of want it at the top of the key. They get it now to Ninkovich. She kind of drives and pulls it back out. Over to Weiss on the wing. She finds Schmidt at the top of the key. And she's fouled by Allen of Waterford. They credit it to number four, Hoffman. She was nowhere near the ball. But that's who they gave it to. Inbounding it now for Burlington. They get it over to Schmidt. She gets it over to Weiss on the wing, who kicks it back up top to Reisman. Taylor now with it at the wing. She gets it over to Reisman, who drives left hand, puts up a shot. No good. And it'll be a held ball between Burlington and Waterford. Possession will remain with Burlington. 7:05 to go. 24-27 remains our score. Burlington in that lead. They inbound it now over to Reisman. She gets it over to Weiss. Weiss back to Schmidt. And she's fouled, trying to come across the court with the ball. Allen on the foul. Looks like they corrected the last foul to give it to her. So that's now her third, team's fourth. Inbound now to Burlington, it's Taylor. She kicks it over to the corner where Schmidt is. She gets it back up top to Weiss. Weiss now looking inside, nobody home. Kicks it back over to Reisman. Gets it to Taylor at the top of the key. Taylor into the corner. Finds Weiss. Weiss puts up a shot. That one's good. 29-24. The lead extended to 5 for Burlington. Big snowstorm expected here tomorrow night in the state of Wisconsin, especially the southeast part that we're at. Fouled now.
From the Waterford Gymnasium, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight, bonus coverage once again as the Lady Wolverines take on the Lady Demons here at Waterford. With 10 minutes to go in this contest, we are tied at 24 as Dylan Dooley will take you home the rest of the way.
Thanks, Dick. Waterford with the ball now here. Bringing it up the floor, Hoffman. She's stuck on the wing looking for a teammate. We have a timeout on the floor. It'll be a Waterford timeout right away. Looks like all she have is full, so it'll be a 60-second timeout. Once again tonight, we'll be bringing you our typical pregame coverage, along with our coverage of this rivalry matchup between Burlington and Waterford High School. Waterford looking to stay atop the Southern Lakes Conference. They've put on an impressive season here so far. 9-1 record sitting atop that Southern Lakes Conference. So 24-24 is our score. 9:47 to go here in our bonus coverage. This is our girls' game, girls' varsity. Burlington comes in with a 9-10 record, 5-5 in conference. And Waterford sits at 9-11 with a 4-6 conference record. In their first matchup this year, Burlington won it 45-30 at Burlington. Waterford looking to avenge that here tonight. Bringing it in now, Schwalbach. Schwalbach gets it over to Karpinski for the Wolverines. Pressured heavily at midcourt by Weiss. She kicks it over to the wing, and they get it back to Schwalbach. Schwalbach now gets it over in the corner to Grail. Stolen away this time by Burlington. Pushing it up the floor now, Whitney Schmidt for the Demons. They get it back over to Ninkovich at the top. The furthest point differential we had here tonight was 8 points. When Waterford came out to an 8-0 lead to start this contest. And the lead has continued to shrink over that time. We now have a held ball. Possession will go back to the Wolverines. Checking back into the game now for the Wolverines. Jocelyn Allen. 5'6" sophomore guard. And she'll be bringing up the ball right away for the Wolverines. Allen now looking past the Burlington defender. And she gets held. Whitney Schmidt, the freshman. She'll be called for the foul there on that one. Team's third, her first of the night. Inbounding it now for the Wolverines, Grail. Right below us here. We are aloft in the gymnasium at Waterford High School. They get it inbounded now to Stelpflug. Takes a shot. That one, air ball, no good. Rebound by Hoffman. She puts up a shot, no good. Over to Burlington. They push it up the floor now. It's Weiss. Looking for a teammate. She finds her. It's Taylor. Back over to Schmidt, who takes a three and sinks that one. Burlington gets their first lead of the night here at the 8:24 mark. Waterford now pushing it up the floor. It was Allen once again. She was fouled underneath the basket. It'll be Whitney Schmidt on the foul for Burlington. Her second, team's fourth. Inbounding it now, Allen once again for Waterford. Tipped away by Burlington. It'll remain with the Wolverines. Expecting a big crowd here tonight. Already pretty full for this girls' contest. Allen inbound now over to Karpinski. She takes the three. That one, no good. Rebound to the Demons. They push it up the floor. Taylor, the senior, looking for help. She finds it. And get it over to Weiss at the top of the key. She kicks it over to Whitney Schmidt. She gets back top to Taylor. Back over to Weiss. Kind of playing hot potato, if you will, with the ball. None of them really kind of want it at the top of the key. They get it now to Ninkovic. She kind of drives and pulls it back out. Over to Weiss on the wing. She finds Schmidt at the top of the key. And she's fouled by Allen of Waterford. They credit it to number four, Hoffman. She was nowhere near the ball. But that's who they gave it to. Inbounding it now for Burlington. They get it over to Schmidt. She gets it over to Weiss on the wing, who kicks it back up top to Reisman. Taylor now with it at the wing. She gets it over to Reisman, who drives left hand, puts up a shot. No good. And it'll be a held ball between Burlington and Waterford. Possession will remain with Burlington. 7:05 to go. 24-27 remains our score. Burlington in that lead. They inbound it now over to Reisman. She gets it over to Weiss. Weiss back to Schmidt. And she's fouled, trying to come across the court with the ball. Allen on the foul. Looks like they corrected the last foul to give it to her. So that's now her third, team's fourth. Inbound now to Burlington, it's Taylor. She kicks it over to the corner where Schmidt is. She gets it back up top to Weiss. Weiss now looking inside, nobody home. Kicks it back over to Reisman. Gets it to Taylor at the top of the key. Taylor into the corner. Finds Weiss. Weiss puts up a shot. That one's good. 29-24. The lead extended to 5 for Burlington. Big snowstorm expected here tomorrow night in the state of Wisconsin, especially the southeast part that we're at. Fouled now.
From the Waterford Gymnasium, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight, bonus coverage once again as the Lady Wolverines take on the Lady Demons here at Waterford. With 10 minutes to go in this contest, we are tied at 24 as Dylan Dooley will take you home the rest of the way.
Thanks, Dick. Waterford with the ball now here. Bringing it up the floor, Hoffman. She's stuck on the wing looking for a teammate. We have a timeout on the floor. It'll be a Waterford timeout right away. Looks like all she have is full. So it'll be a 60-second timeout. Once again tonight, we'll be bringing you our typical pregame coverage along with our coverage of this rivalry matchup between Burlington and Waterford High School. Waterford looking to stay atop the Southern Lakes Conference.
insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency. Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Once again, we're up here in the nest high above the Waterford High School. Little viewing deck they have up here during conference matchups at Waterford High School. They insist the band comes, so they're here for this Southern Lakes conference matchup. We'll see if we see Mr. Owens, conference commissioner, here tonight, or if he is at a different game somewhere in the area. So, minute 15 to go. 35-29 remains our score. Always a nice thing when we get to come down to Waterford. They treat us very kindly. Facilities are nice. Now Wolverines inbounding the ball. Bringing it up the floor, Ketterhagen. She tries to find Steph Plug in the middle, taken away by Burlington, but right back to Waterford. Ketterhagen once again finds Karpinski, who drives, puts up a shot, and good. 31-35, four-point game, 50 seconds to go. Wolverines need to foul, as they haven't been getting much defensive stops. They do. Stealth Lug. She fouls on the wing. 6'4", senior. Very tall for girls basketball. Aubrey Reisman at the line now in the bonus. Team's eighth foul. She puts up that one, no good. Off the leg of Waterford, it'll remain with Burlington. Good call underneath by the official there. Pretty easy call to make, too. But sometimes the easy ones are the hard ones, as they say. Taylor now with the ball for Burlington. She was fouled by Allen. That'll be her fifth. Team's ninth. Coming in for her, Schwalbach. Jenna Schwalbach, the 5'4" senior. Excuse me, so at the line, it's Taylor once again for Burlington. She puts up the 1-1, that one's good. 36-31 is our score. Burlington remaining in the lead. Taylor puts up her second one. Iron, no good. So bringing it up the floor, Karpinski once again for Burlington. She puts up a shot and sinks it. 36-33, three-point game, 28 seconds to go here on this Tuesday night. Looks like it'll be a full timeout. Once again, you're listening to high school basketball on DG Sports. You can head over to our social medias, follow us there, at Dick Rosseffa on Twitter, also known as X. We tweet out when we're going live. You're able to tweet at Dick anything you like. He can reply as he will. Looking forward to this Varsity Boys Conference. Southern Lakes Conference matchup. Hopefully we'll get as good of a score as we do here in this girls' contest. Three-point game under a minute. Can't ask for much better. Both teams pretty equal record-wise. One's 9-11, the other's 9-10. 4-6 in conference for Waterford, 5-5 in conference for Burlington. So, Burlington inbounding the ball now, Ninkovich. Like a football play, they had all four of their girls standing next to the inbounder. They all ran verticals, trying to throw this Waterford team for a loop. I like what they drew up. Caused some confusion, and it worked. Whitney Schmidt now at the line. She was fouled by McKinley Karpinski. Be her third. Double bonus now for Burlington. As Schmidt sinks the first one, makes it a four-point game. 27 seconds to go. Back into the game, Hoffman for Wolverines. Puts up the shot. That one's good for Schmidt. She goes 2 for 2 to extend the lead to 5. 25 seconds to go here, bringing it up the floor once again, Karpinski. Guarded heavily by Taylor. Puts up a shot. Tipped out of bounds. Possession will remain with the Wolverines. 15.9 to go here in this second half of bonus coverage tonight on DG Sports. Inbounding it once again over to Karpinski. Stolen away by Taylor. Pushes it up the floor. They're going to have to foul her, and they do. Burlington all but putting this one away. With a free throw make. 8.7 seconds left. Dakota Taylor going to the line once again for Burlington. 5-point game. Puts up the first one. No good. She'll get her second free throw attempt here. Again, Dakota Taylor, 5'6" senior. Puts up the shot, and good. 39-38, 6-point game, 5 seconds to go. Karpinski putting up a prayer. That one no good. Rebounded the Demons, and that's our final horn. Final score here tonight in our girls' varsity pregame coverage. Burlington Demons 39, Waterford Wolverines 33. Thank you for tuning in to our pregame coverage. Once again, I'm Dylan Dooley. You're listening to High School Basketball on DG Sports.
Once again, from the Waterford Gymnasium, it's high school basketball on DG Sports. Tonight it's the Southern Lakes Conference game between the Burlington Demons, 8-10 overall, 4-5 in conference, versus the Waterford Wolverines, 16-3 overall, 9-1 in conference, ranked again this week in the Division II with sports coaches poll. Hello again, everyone. Dick Rosefa, along with Dylan Dooley, producing the broadcast. Burlington lost to Elkhorn 57-44 in their last contest. Waterford defeated Beloit Memorial 70-57 at Beloit in a big ball game to keep them in. The Wolverines are led in scoring by Caden Gustafson, 23 points per game. Jamison Beely, 13 points per game. And Jace Brecht, 11 points per game. The Demons are led in scoring by Grant Sulik, 15 points per game. And Cole Walby, 13 points per game. WRJN Racine. Waterford won the first meeting at Burlington, 68-58.